Quick mood update.
Move update?
Like
Cow
mood.
update? Oh,
Mood.
mood
Oh
update.
yeah.
Oh.
A quick cow update,
Quick
man.
cow
Cows
update.
are so cool. I love cows. But I'm feeling good. Happy to be here. Happy to be doing this. Are we going?
I think we're going. We're going fine.
Cool, man.
Checking the
Welcome
sound levels.
to
Episode 35.
Welcome to season 2, episode 35, aka
The first episode of the last quarter of the year.
Oh, that's a really, I was not expecting that. I thought we were going to go like,
I
thought we were going to go like the jersey number route again. Like you're maybe going to say like
episode 35,
somebody who wears 35.
The old Kevin Durant jersey number
episode. Yeah,
you...
that's great. Anyways.
Who else is 35 right now that you can think of in the NBA? Go.
The Utah Jazz retired number 35 for Daryl Griffith.
This is the Daryl Griffith show. I mean,
whose nickname was Dr. Duncanstein.
That's
so
very cool.
Let's just call this the Dr. Duncanstein episode. Yeah, cool, man. This is Random Talk. This is what we do. My name's Tayson. The other voice you're hearing is Matthew, and
that's me.
We are having a good little day here.
We are. It's been a good day.
Not to gloat, because you know those good days. They're not a given, you know. So
you're right.
But hey,
great weekend, by the way. Great weekend.
When you're having one of those not so good days, you know what you can do? You can flip on the Rant Talk podcast and immediately boosts your emotional stocks.
Or just listen to a video of Steve from Blue's Clues.
Oh man, can we talk? Let's have that be the
first
thing
we play that.
Man,
I actually really want to play it.
The whole thing, isn't it like a minute long?
We got time.
I mean, you're right. So we've talked about Blue's Clues a fair amount of times on the show. Just brief mentions, brief shout outs, maybe some references here and there. And recently, the OG host with the most, my boy Steve, like just came out of hiding. I genuinely don't know what he was up to, but he came back with a hat and glasses and was all like, hey guys, remember me? Like, and then he had like the sweetest little, like, I don't know, it wasn't really like an apology, but it was just like
it was a heartwarming message, honestly.
It was.
That's what it says.
it was a like a little. I mean, not that he's like coming back or whatever, but he was just like checking in on us, which is really nice because I haven't seen that man since I was a very young child.
Uh-huh. Just to me, if you're having a hard Monday, enjoy Steve.
He's still helping me today, right now, and that's super cool. I guess I just wanted to say that after all these years, I never forgot you, ever. And I'm super glad we're still friends. Thanks for listening. You look great, by the way. Whatever it is you're doing, it's working.
Bro, that part right there.
That is exactly the part I wanted you to get.
I got
man.
You, bro. I knew it.
Perfect.
I got you. Yeah, that's a whole 2 minute video.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that long, but.
That's a whole intermission right
Yeah,
there,
that's but. The intro music.
Man,
no, but hey,
Steve,
Tyson, you're doing
nice.
Great. Whatever you're doing great. It's working.
I appreciate that, man.
Oh, dude,
shout out
to the lady at the bowling alley who was like,
man.
Oh, this is awesome. We pull up just for context. Trey and I and Tayson, we go to bowling Thursday.
The three amigos.
Bowling
as
with
we
the boys.
So often call ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Past nine ballers.
Oh, yeah.
So we're now going to call ourselves. But we walk in the bowling alley, you pay for everything, which took way too long.
Oh, yeah.
to pay.
Dude, it's hard to
it
talk. It's hard to talk to girls, man, especially when you're like trying to give them your money. It's like,
that's
yeah,
a
I
weird
feel
way
like,
of putting
I,
it.
I exactly. I just feel like there's something like inherently like just hard about it.
there's something awkward of just like
just
paying.
I'm speaking from a completely
things.
Like personal perspective. Like I just have trouble talking to people. Well, so I was like, hey, let's start a podcast. Anyways.
Anyways, Trey started the conversation. He was there at the desk paying first or talking. So why did he just like stop? He was just like, oh, guys, I don't have any money.
And he was just like, sorry.
Trey, that was your fault, by the way.
I'm not talking to the lady at the like register anymore. Yeah, and then all of a sudden I was, and I was like, hey. But then like she was having a conversation with like her co-workers, and like nobody's really paying attention to me. I was like, hello.
Good thing there was no one behind us, because that would be stressful.
Mm.
Dude, can we talk about like the customer service that we've had so far? Like when we went with ice cream with Scooby, and she asked me like what cone I wanted. That's great. Been to this ice cream place at all, right?
Yeah.
And Scooby's like, oh, so awesome.
Can we name drop him just to drag him in the mud a little bit? Or are we?
I don't
saying,
even
like,
know the name of it. What is the name of it?
Oh, it was Cold Stone, man.
Oh, more like non-cold my heart stone.
More like cold-hearted.
Hearted stone.
Jeez,
kidney
man.
Stone. No.
Man, so we went to Kidney Stone for ice cream the other day.
Oh, man, no. You've never
that was
tried
a really
a
funny
kidney
story,
stone
though.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've never been here, so I'm like, I'm just going to get what looks good to me. And they were like, the menu was very confusing. I don't know about you, but that menu was very confusing.
It is. It's kind of like the best way to explain it. I don't know if it's like a regional thing. I don't know if there are cold stones. I don't know if there are kidney stones all over the world. I don't know. But if you don't know what a cold stone is, it's basically like a Subway, but ice cream instead of like going like thing by thing and picking your Subway toppings. Is that what those are? You pick like your ice cream stuff, like your base flavor and your mix-ins and your cones and your bowl size, whatever. But
and
yeah,
so I just ordered what looked good to me and was not super expensive. And I'm like, yeah, I'll just have that. And then she asked me this question. She's like, well, what cone do you want? And on the I almost said website, but on the door, it didn't on the menu. It didn't say like it came with the cone.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, what? She's like, it's just right in front of you. Which one? I'm like, oh, that one. Never saw it again. Like, she didn't even. She was asking questions. Like, do you like this cone today?
Did not happen.
And then she goes into the back and puts in this weird blue sauce. Like, what was that about? And I don't know. Maybe I'm just not used to going out eating ice cream. But
hey, I will say, I'm not even like a super big ice cream fan. But
hey.
But it was pretty good. All things considered, I feel like it could have been a lot worse with the whole blunder that was trying to order it.
Yeah. And Scooby, this just feels so illegal. When you're eating before you pay for something, Scooby was halfway done.
It does.
He's like, $20 or something.
Yeah. It's like it's like if you're like going to Walmart or something, you just like crack open one of your like drinks or something as you're like paying for it.
Right. Like that's my mom used to do that all the time when we were like fighting in line or like, you know, when during checkout, and she would just crack open something. I'm like, Mom, we haven't paid for that. The cops are coming to get you. That's what I thought. But
I mean
That is
a good point. You know, what's the rule book on that? But yeah.
Long story short, we are very awkward when it comes to ordering stuff.
Yes, but to get back to the original,
story.
Yeah, there was the nicest lady. We went bowling. There was a nicest lady. Like, just the most. See, we do a yay the day on here every week.
Almost every week.
We try our best. But she's like the physical embodiment of like the yay the day. Just like so grateful and happy and just like loving everything about life, just puts a freaking smile on your face.
She was like, yo, I like that.
Like, yeah, she was like, that's a fresh color. So context, if you guys haven't, that was a dead robot there. if you haven't seen the last time we put an episode out on YouTube, which feels like forever ago.
I dyed
my hair like bright red, like as you know, just as red as red goes, right? And on top of that, not really on top of it, but like I was also wearing A bright pink hoodie, which I happen to be wearing again because I have to wear it every time we record, apparently.
Apparently.
And some, like, also bright blue pants. And it was just, like, the most, like...
It was popping.
It was just some popping colors. I will say, I don't...
And your bowling shoes, too. Like, neon yellow. So he has red hair.
I had no control over what was
going on. This guy was a freaking neon sign walking in the bowling lanes.
I don't dress crazy on purpose. Like, I don't do it so people can, like, you know, stare at me or, like, you know, like, or even, like, compliment me, like, and be nice about it. But it just kind of ends up happening, especially because I'm already so tall that it's just, like, I'm already sticking out. So I really kind of push it into overdrive with stuff like that. But you know, excuse me. But no, I mean, it really just, like, every time somebody, like, gives me a compliment, and I mean, you know, the red hair specifically has been a hit with the strangers. I don't know what that's all about, but it just reminds me, like, kind of just how good that feels to have, like, somebody else's gratitude just, like, piling on top of you.
And yeah, like, and she wasn't just like, oh, hey, I like your color. Your hair. Man, she was energetic. She always got so much.
Exactly.
Like, I like that. Yeah.
Great vibes. That's exactly, man. Great vibes. Which reminds me, that's an important detail because Matthew's specific flair that he's trying to recreate here is possible.
Just to make sure.
Is possible with probably only her. that was so amazing. I love that woman. But yeah, no, it just
shout out to her, man.
It just reminded me. I used to say this a lot in season one, like just compliment somebody, you know, like try to.
I think you said that a couple of times.
try to compliment somebody at, like just one compliment a day or something like that, just to kind of create like a better overall positive atmosphere. And I will say,
oh yeah,
as good as it feels to like be on the receiving end of it, I'm like really notoriously kind of bad at taking compliments. Like I just kind of like.
You were like, you almost like bowed down to her. You're like, yes,
I did. I don't know what
I'm like,
going
what
on.
Is, that, what that is Tyson doing?
That was an out of body experience for me. I just don't know how to like physically show gratitude, man. I was just like, ah, sensei.
Sensei, I appreciate it.
I just went into my default ninja mode. But yeah, man. No, I mean, it was cool, and it's just like, you know. If you compliment people and people be complimenting you, and then eventually we're all just getting complimented because everybody's just so cool in their own way, then what a great place that is to be, at least in my humble opinion.
And it's just like positive vibes for the rest of the night. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
Not saying that bowling with the boys without her would have been boring, but like,
it was carrying. it was totally carrying that night.
I just want to talk about one more thing about this night because it was super fun. Trey suggested after we were done bowling that we go see a movie, like at his house. And you know my thoughts; I've brought it up before. But instead, we didn't even agree on watching a movie at all. We like totally dismissed it.
I think literally like probably last episode you said something about this. I'm not mistaken. Yeah,
I think I did.
So let's see Matthew's updated stance on this situation.
Still the same. It is confirmed.
Yeah.
But we didn't even bring up anything about movies. So we just like walk over to his car and like for Trey's like, oh, I think I got to go in 30 minutes. 30 minutes goes by. And we keep talking for another hour. He's like, oh, guys, I got to go.
Dude,
and we just
keep
talking.
We low got. Key,
like,
yeah.
That was so much fun. Like we, just having a conversation, like I think to me is better than like activities are fun. Like bowling so much fun. Like, you could go play basketball, but just like sitting in the middle of a parking lot, like sitting on top of your friends' cars and stuff, and like just talking,
just conversation
is so much fun. And so shout out Trey, thanks Trey.
Definitely, I think that can bring you a lot closer than any sort of like you know fun game or whatever. But it was really funny. We probably left like the bowling alley. I want to say 9:45. Yeah. So we left the bowling alley. We'll say,
oh, because we have to watch the Dallas game.
Yeah,
which is a lot of fun. Dude.
We'll just say approximately 9:40. We'll meet in the middle here.
Yeah.
And thanks. And Trey did not go home. Like we collectively left at like past 11.
It was like 11:15 is when I drove you home.
It's just hilarious to
but
me.
That was so fun.
Because the whole time, like every probably 5 to 10 minutes, he'd be like, all right, guys, I got to go home. And then we just like keep talking. Something else would get brought up and we'd just be like, ah.
Yeah. Shout out to like them putting on that football game. Because that was a lot of fun, too. Just watching it.
Yeah.
The energy, definitely. The vibes. Man.
That was really cool.
Shout out Tom Brady. He's really good, Tom Brady. If you didn't know that.
What a good looking football player, man.
What a good looking guy.
Great guy. But yeah.
Woo!
That's I mean, in my opinion, kind of how you start to know you got some real good friends when you can just kind of talk about nothing for an hour and however long.
I know.
Yeah.
That was so fun. Well, 17 minutes in.
Yeah, I feel like we've talked about nothing, but
that was the energy is here.
Solid.
Intro here. You wanna cue that intro music?
I would love to.
Rapping over this one?
No.
I
said I'll do it next week because I thought we were gonna be in person next week, and now we're not in person, so now I don't want to do it.
To be fair, this weekend way too busy, way too hype.
Plus, if I did, I would still be rapping about episode 34 because I haven't changed the lyrics.
Okay.
So
next time, regardless of in person or not.
Okay. After we get off here.
Or let's just record on Friday.
I'll think of some good bars for episode 36, man.
Okay. All right. Well, enjoy the awkward silence of the of the intro music here. Season 2, episode 35, baby.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
I was gonna rap over that, but I can't think.
Yeah, of you get so like hyped just listening to it, man. You're just
if
like,
anyone wants to send in a voice memo of them rapping over the intro music,
we'll do it, man.
Yeah, we'll play it.
We'll throw it in there.
We'll play all voice memos that you send in, guys. We need some voice memos.
I wanna, man. I about the intro music because this is a really pressing issue. Something needs to be done about this. It's just like a such a fun little like dun. I don't know. It's cute. I like it. Makes me want to be a rapper, man. You know?
Yeah. What would be your rapper name?
Actually, something I've shared with you was, I mean, it wasn't a rap. It wasn't like anything. It was just like a little piece.
Nature Boy,
that's a viable option. I'm gonna
Nature Boy,
you.
B-O-I.
My first thing when you said that was Yellow Metal, because that was the name of something
that
I wrote sent to you, and I think it's a little, you know, not just like because
colorful explosion.
Well, because like when I was younger, like I mean, I guess even still now, but when I was younger, more so. Like, I really liked the nickname that was bestowed upon me by my close friends and family. That was T-Money. And that was, like, my little thing. Like it was kind of like a rap persona that I would have, you know, like, whenever I... Because that was when I really first started getting into writing around, like, 5th and 6th grade. Like, writing my own stuff.
Bro, speaking of which...
I'm not going to say, like, I was... Like
no,
a rapper
he's
in fifth grade,
rapper
but
fifth grade,
I just mean, I just mean like I was actually writing like just anything at all, like whether it was like a story or like a
yeah
anything.
There's a third grader that comes up to me after recess before he goes in, and he's like, "Dude, I got some sick bars for you today." And then I like beatbox for him, and that happens like every day. So he's like, I go to Mars, got some bars, hop in my cars, and I, that's all he can do. And I'm like hyping up, like, yeah, bro, sick, let's go, let's sick. Go.
But yeah. Like,
I got some more bars, bro. So I'm going to collect his all his bars and make it make an album.
little mashup.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. But yeah, probably if I like a serious option, if somebody came up to me and was like, hey, you're a rapper now, you have to have a name, I'd say Yellow Metal. But like sixth grade me is like, bro, T Money on a beat. Like, something like that. What would yours be?
I don't know. I think because I rapped in a teacher rap battle ninth grade. Yeah. And I went on like I'm headlining.
Yeah, he but, was.
Like I was backstage, you know, and one of the student council members like, hey, like what should we call you when you go up with your teacher?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, just like MJ Swisher is the name I've given myself for like since I think I came out with it when we were trying to make it like a March Madness bracket. And my dad needed a name for me because when I was super young, we were doing family brackets. He's like, put a name for your thing.
Yeah.
And I just chose that. So it's my identity now for like passwords exactly, and stuff, yeah. Like usernames and stuff. Not that you can find me there. No, I'm kidding. But like, and I'm like, no. Yeah, no, yeah, follow me. But I'm like, oh, just call me MJ Swisher. But she thought I said MJ Swizzle.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, I don't really like that, but okay. So
MJ Swizzle, that's funny. But yeah, you do kind of at least.
I mean, that's my TikTok handle, I think, right?
I think so, yeah. I mean, yeah. for us, stupid little white boys, our little rap names yeah. that go back to when we were super young, like. I feel like that's like such a funny cliche.
Lil T Money.
such a funny little cliche there.
To rock the baby. Oh, anyways, Jason.
Oh, geez.
We have a. Even you came prepared with something today.
I did.
I as well. Not to single you up, but you want to introduce
you came
us
with something prepared today.
To what we're doing this episode?
Yeah, it's my. It's my debut mixtape coming out October 15th on SoundCloud.
It's called Sunflowers and Talking for 2 Hours.
Yes, sir. basically, what we're doing here is a thing I'm going to call, you can call it this too, Battle of the Brands, which
glad
is
glad I can, I have permission brands to say that too. Brands.
With an R.
Not Battle of the Bands. Not Battle
no,
of the Books.
No, but Matthew and I brands. Will also be joining Battle of the Bands
and
coming
Battle
up
of the Books.
at your local middle school.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that. Anyways, basically, it's kind of just like a this or that game, but calling it Battle of the Brands.
Yeah, it's basically this or that.
That sounds at least 10% cooler. And this week...
50% cooler. This or that. Battle of the Brands.
This week on Battle of the Brands, we are going to be...
Dang it, I hit the wrong one.
Thank you.
Cut.
Thank you. Okay.
Battle of the Brands.
Game so
show style.
So this week... We're at least the ones that I have prepared are all food related, whether they're like little snacks, candies, all I was gonna snackies. Say all the way, but it's not a very far road to just different drinks,
okay.
Which basically the reason
edible items.
The reason that it's a battle of the brands instead of like this or that is because like I feel like with this or that it's like would you rather live on the beach or in the mountains? Or like
which you did before
or like stuff like that. Whereas these are specifically two brands that make similar products, so it's not like we're looking at the products individually. Like it's not going to be like soda or like fruit juice. It's going to be like specific kinds of soda or like
Team
specific kinds
juice
of
all
juice.
The way. Just kidding.
Going up against each other. So yeah, it really just is a matter of personal preference. Like our opinions are completely like. Useless
and
to
it's,
the history
and
of society.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's gonna be not rapid fire. Like we're gonna break it down a little bit. Going
for the sake of this episode being as long as we need it to be, we're going to go ahead and get into a few of them if we can. But okay. I'm not going to be hurt if we like want to skip over something because it's like just so like unanimous or whatever.
Yeah, no, I guess there's going to be some where we don't have any commentary.
Or maybe add. It's just too controversial. okay, so
let's do it. Battle of the Brands.
Here we go. I'm going to go ahead and get
us. Oh, wait. I also have some.
Yeah.
Are we taking turns?
That are, yeah. Okay. But yours are not
non-food. And let me tell you, that was so hard to come up with.
Bro, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. as I was just doing it originally, I was like, I wasn't even thinking like just food or just not food. I was just like doing everything. And then they just all of a sudden were food. Like the first five were all food. And I was just like, okay, well, I guess I'm just doing this then. Yeah. So yeah,
start us off.
Let's just get into this.
Team Money.
First one, thank you. The first one is kind of doesn't really need much of an introduction, but the first one is a pretty
in big, this corner,
pretty big debate in my history of existence. We have Gatorade coming up against Powerade. So
I thought you were gonna say Body Armor.
See, now
we talked about that.
This is the other important thing that I want to bring up. Okay. These brands that I'm looking at specifically are not the only brands that make what they make.
Right, exactly.
But they are kind of like the two
powerhouse of the cell.
Exactly. Like the two biggest ones. And I mean, if you feel so indifferent or negatively towards both options, if you feel so compelled, I'm gonna
use the skip button.
I'm gonna allow you to pick maybe a third party option.
Oh, okay, third parties
even further.
American history. Third parties don't do as well, but
all right. It's not a political... Man, shout out to history, homies. Our next show after this one dies.
Yeah, 3 years.
So Gatorade versus Powerade. If you would like to, you can verbally process. You know, like what you like about this one. Or you can just make it clear cut, straight up answer, just like boom, and we can move on or get into it as much as you'd like.
Do I have the floor?
Yeah, man.
Okay. I don't know if you want to go first, so.
No, speak freely,
all
bro.
All right. I think I've only had one flavor of Powerade, and it is so good. the blue one, whatever that one's called, the blue flavor.
Yeah.
But I've tried many different flavors of Gatorade, and for that, I say Gatorade.
Did you not
think about these before, or you just wrote them down?
I tried to keep the. Sorry about that. I just died. I tried to keep my like premeditated thoughts kind of to a minimum, just so I could like come in sort of fresh, like you, just because I know that you don't know what these are. You know.
I see.
I'm gonna agree with that just because I feel like, at least in my experience, there's been more of a variety with Gatorade, and I think that while maybe like there's like one really good Powerade, I feel like I just have like a better shot at getting like more good stuff if I go for Gatorade. With that being said, there's also more room for potential like nasty stuff, but you know, I mean, how bad can a Gatorade really be? Who knows?
quick story about Powerade. There's this place on BYU campus. Shout out Cougs. Go BYU. Utah sucks. that is like a food court, you know, for students. I used to go there all the time. And for one of the soda machines, there was like Powerade and other sodas. And so I would always get Powerade. But like there's this one kid. Because we went during the summer and there's like, you know, sports camps going around. So there's all these like basketball campers and all these, you know, campers at lunchtime. And this one guy just goes over, gets about like six trays full of like probably 12 cups of Powerade on each like tray. And he drank all of them by the time we left.
Ooh.
So prayers up to that guy. Hopefully he's like a Division I athlete now.
he's still feeling the effects.
Yeah, he's in the bathroom still.
Yeah.
But anyways, next matchup. Do you want me go first? Or me next? Me go first?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. We have Kirkland Signature versus Great Value.
Mm. Okay. So
they have some food items too, but
quick, you know, awareness check here. Kirkland Signature, I believe, is coming from Costco. That is their like store brand, and Great Value is coming courtesy of Walmart. So
okay. So Walmart versus Costco.
at least I think that's what's going on here.
I think so.
Okay, cool. I think for me, I personally like when I'm going shopping,
which you do every day.
Yes, I find myself having more fun at Walmart as opposed to when I go to Costco.
Really?
I don't know that that has anything to do with what we're talking about here.
wait, hold on. You have more fun at Walmart?
Yeah, dude.
Why?
Walmart's so fun. What do you mean, why?
Dude, Costco's funner than Walmart.
Nah, bro.
Yes.
Nah, bro.
No. Listen. You have the samples at Costco, okay? you're not a big fan of samples?
That's... They do have samples. I will say that.
The aisles are bigger at Costco, I think. And so you can just go roll down the cart, you know.
Yeah.
You know, ride the shopping cart down. It's bigger and yeah. And then you got those freezer sections that are always fun to walk in. Yeah, Costco's better. But anyway.
I just feel like personally from a having fun standpoint, Costco is just like a little too intimidating. I just feel like it has like just a little like. I feel like people are a little more. I just feel like people are a little more like serious about their business when they're at Costco, which is like real. Like, I feel like at Walmart you can just have more fun. Like you can goof off a little bit and like nobody's gonna like look at you too funny at least. But no, I think I'm saying all this. Ultimately,
haven't watched enough YouTube videos where people get kicked out of Walmart.
Well, not when you're acting a fool, okay? but no, I'm saying all this to ultimately choose Kirkland Signature because of everything that I said. Because what we're talking about is Kirkland Signature like products versus Great Value products.
Yeah, not Walmart, Costco.
Yeah, so as much, you know, personal attachment as I have to, you know, Walmart and its stores, which, you know, is very much, I just feel like, you know, like I was saying, I just feel like Costco it's just a little more serious about their business, and I feel like that makes for better products. And just higher quality with like, you know, their stuff. And also at Costco, literally everything is in bulk. Like, I don't think you can get a single anything at Costco. Like get a sample and it's like 50 cubes of meat or something. And you're just like, holy cow. But yeah, no. So I feel like that's cool too. Cause you know, getting a good bang for your buck there. I don't know. Also, Costco, like, or at least the ones that I've been going to, they've like recently, or maybe I just haven't noticed because I'm completely oblivious to everything, but they've recently started doing like self checkouts.
Upgrade, bro.
that's very cool. Like, I'm happy for them, you know, like that's the direction that we're kind of going here. But it just, I was just like, it's not like against like everything that Costco like stands for or something. It just felt so like weird to like have, you know, all that stuff on the little thing. I don't know. Anyways, I'm saying Kirkland Signature because I feel like Costco just, maybe I'm wrong. I bet if we did a taste test, you know, my eyes would be open to something really cool. But yeah, I'm going to, with the longest winded answer in Random Talk history, I'm gonna go with Kirkland Signature because they're just doing it good, man.
Shout out to Sig, man.
Shout out to Costco.
I don't have an opinion on this one. I'm pretty sure if you look at my pantry, I have more great value stuff. Mm-hmm. So I guess for that, I'm team great value, but they're both great. So
yeah, no, I mean, definitely.
Shout out to them. Like the Kirkland Signature Trail Mix. Oh man,
exactly. Tough ice like snack Costco of all just time, has dude. Costco just has like all those like funny little snacks, bro, and it's just so fun. Woo! Like shout out to that.
That's why you have more fun in Costco because of the snacks.
Well, but you can't like just eat them
unless you crack them open early.
unless you're one of those people.
Yeah.
But all right. Yeah. Okay, so
let's move on with the show. Next matchup.
Please. This next one, kind of like the most iconic this or that question probably in like the entire history of like humankind.
Uh-huh.
Coke versus Pepsi. Just
every website I looked at said that is number one.
So. Yeah, literally, that's mine. I had the same experience, which is why I say that. But yeah, literally like just... again, these are not the only two brands that make soda. These are not the only two brands that make good soda, if that's how you feel about it. Or, yeah. So, I mean, if you feel so inclined, you may go a different route. But for the integrity of Battle of the Brands, I encourage you to keep it in house. But hey, you know, I'm not gonna hate you if you go another way.
I'm not a big soda drinker.
Yeah.
Are you
a little soda drinker?
I'm a little soda drinker.
Would you consider yourself a mini soda drinker?
Middle. The next after mini, but before little.
Mini soda? Minnesota,
sure. Minnesota. I'm a Minnesota drinker.
So in Rio, you know, aka the greatest movie of all time.
Dude, no.
Sorry, aka my favorite movie of the moment. Yeah, yeah. By the way, I watched Beauty and the Beast like 2 days ago.
Oh yeah,
like the live action one.
Oh yeah,
it was pretty good.
I have not seen that.
I'm not gonna, you know, front and say like, oh no, it could never live up to the classic or whatever. I thought it was good, man.
I don't think I've seen either of them.
Well, you need to get on that. Anyway, in Rio, you know, the main character, Blue, he's a bird and he's from Minnesota. I mean, not originally, but like one way or another, he's from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And like all the other characters in the movie, they all call it Tiny Soda. And I just think that's really hilarious.
Tiny soda.
Like instead of mini, tiny.
Got it. I got it.
Small soda. Yeah, anyways.
Thanks for the clarification.
That's why I was really pushing that whole Minnesota joke, in case you didn't catch that.
No, I've not seen Rio in the last 3 years, so I've not been refreshed with that.
I strongly encourage you to revisit it, man.
I'm not going to revisit that.
I'm not saying right now, but just like someday before you die. Okay. Or maybe after. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll watch it after.
But, for sure. But just sometime, like, visit Rio, man. Rio's cool. I've never been to Rio. Anyways, Coke or Pepsi, Matthew?
Coke. Good. I really have no opinion on any of them.
Good straight-up answer. I like that. Just Coke. Now, the reason I was, like, so, like...
If you want, you can pick whatever one.
Is because I know we talked a lot on this show about a different...
We do.
Soda Pop.
Our number one favorite sponsor of the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, but...
The soda with its own jersey number, even.
That's
if
right.
If you will. And so I just didn't want to make these next couple of minutes just like two fanboys freaking out over their favorite
little
drink.
Good choice.
So I was trying to encourage you to maybe take a unique stance on the situation. But with that being said, I don't think either of these compare to the one that I'm loosely referencing. But
we don't even have to name it. That's how awesome it is. Like,
the people just know.
You guys know. You guys know. You get it.
Hey, the real fans, they know. But
they know.
I'm gonna ooh I'm going to be honest with you. At different times in my life, I mean, I've broken down my whole soda history.
You have with Sprite lifetime. And 7-Up.
But I will say
Yellow Mellow. That's your rapper name.
Yeah. Just kidding. I will say that as of right now, sure. Give me Coca-Cola. Just because during like the holidays they do the polar bears on the right.
You,
stuff.
When's the last time you've seen a Pepsi commercial?
At the Super Bowl.
Oh, do they show Pepsi commercials
anywhere? Yeah. It's literally like the Pepsi halftime show.
Oh, that's right. Well, never mind.
But yeah, no. I'm gonna say
you get my point. You get it.
I'm gonna say Coke simply because I just love polar bears, and I hope I don't know because I haven't looked into this, but that would be a great thing, Mr. Coke, Mrs. Coke, whoever's in charge of Coke, right now, if you're not already doing it, those promotional polar bear holiday themed bottles and stuff,
they're probably on it.
That would be a great thing to like donate portions of, if not just the entire thing, donate portions of that profit
to the Polar Bear Foundation.
To like endangered animals. Not like directly to the animals. The animals don't care about the money. But like to foundations and to charities and to causes that are devoted to helping things like animals that are endangered. Like, if I'm not mistaken, polar bears. I could be talking out of my bum here, saying that polar bears.
You've done before.
saying that polar bears are endangered. I'm semi-confident in that. So just, hey, Coke friends, my Coke. If you do that, I will buy your entire stock. Just kidding. I don't know. Are there? I'm going to look that up because I want to know if they're already doing that. But I'll do it later because nobody really cares. Right. Anyways, let's go ahead and get to this next matchup.
This next one, it was also a good powerhouse of the cell of brand.
Okay.
I think we broke it down before. Nike versus Adidas. There's also, you can, if you don't want Adidas, you can add Under Armour. You can add any other sporting thing with Nike.
Okay, so are we talking what products specifically are we referencing here? Just like the company?
Company.
Okay.
I mean, you can go shoes, or you can go trail mix. You can do whatever you want because Nike. I know Nike's sponsor NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's to sponsor your favorite college team.
So Nike became like the official like NBA sponsor a couple of years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And before that, it was Adidas.
Adidas.
Adidas. But I mean, for me, I'm going to be just straight up here. The answer is pretty clear cut for me. It's Nike.
Facts.
It just is. Don't get me wrong. I've had some very nice Adidas products that I've enjoyed very much, and I mean, I still have some cool Adidas, gear and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I think at the end of the day, it's got to be Nike for me, because
my go to is Nike every time. Shoe shopping, gotta get some Nikes,
Yeah, I just feel like there's a reason that they're like the biggest or the best or most profit. I don't know.
Yeah. No,
there's a reason that they're freaking Nike at this point.
Yeah. All right. Your turn. Battle of the brands.
Okay. Battle of the brands.
we use that sound.
Next up is not necessarily controversial, but just like a funny little inside joke here. So the category or the product we're talking about is root beer. And the brands are A&W versus Barks.
Barks with a Q.
Which
we've talked about before.
Up until recently, neither Matthew or myself realized that was a Q. But hey, baby, it sure is. Anyways,
Check out whatever that
episode was. Quick honorable mention to Mugs. Or is it Mug? Or I don't know if it's Mug or Mugs. Yeah. But shout out to
it's Marks.
Shout out to the little dog on the cover of that brand. I want to know what that dog's name is. So I'm gonna go ahead and look that up right Clifford. Now.
Or Blue's Clues.
But while I'm looking this up, go ahead and like give your answer and your reasoning and all your good stuff.
Oh man, I think now this is something I've wanted to try. Just get all the root beer brands and just taste test them like right then and there. Because this is something I don't know, Jason. I don't know my answer to this.
No. Sorry. But the dog's name is Dog.
That's boring.
It's okay. So it says on the official Wikipedia page, it says the mug, as in like the logo, features the company's mascot, a bulldog named Dog, holding a mug of root beer. So,
that's so stupid. Do better.
Bro, that's a huge missed opportunity. That's why you're not in the matchup right now. That's why you're an honorable mention. Exactly. That is a huge missed opportunity. Anyways, Matthew, I'm sorry to cut you off. Keep going.
I think I have to say A-N-A-N-W.
Okay.
Just because I've had more of it.
Yeah.
So, but we got to try that. Next time we hang out, let's try all the root beers.
All the root beers. Okay.
All the root beers. I think there's an answer. I think really? we could bring one out better than the others.
You think that if we pinned like
amount of root beers
up against each other, you think you'd be able to like pick a true like
yes.
top dog?
Even top dog, yep. Not Mugs Bar, not Mugs Dog, but a top dog. Even though all root beer kind of tastes the same, you know, it just does, right? It
has that similar taste. But I will say with you know, because like kind of what we're talking about is different brands that do the same thing. What it teaches us or shows us is that there are multiple ways to accomplish the same thing. So you can have, for example, a brand of root beer that maybe is like a little bit sweeter, a little bit creamier, a little bit
the do-do-do really gets me sometimes.
Hey man, you can't have a good drink without a little do-do-do-do. there are definitely, I think the old expression, which I hate this, but there's it's an like
expression for root beer,
but well no what oh. like the whole like you can do the same thing different ways is like there's a bunch of different ways to like skin a cat is the thing. So
I like to say skin a cow.
I've been very vocal about, you know, expressions that I just don't like, that I think are stupid. That's right. That's definitely on the list. So let's, you know, if it's a you know foreseeable option in the future, I'm definitely going to be starting up a petition to say there are many different ways to
milk your mustard.
There you go. That's it. That's the official Random Talk slogan for the rest of the year. Anyways.
Have you milked your mustard recently? It's probably overdue.
Man.
My A&W, what's your answer?
Yeah, no, A&W. Yeah. I mean, I will say the rare occasion that I do get to enjoy some Barks is pleasant. I enjoy it. I cherish it.
It's, I mean, there's fun. Never a wrong or a bad experience with root beer.
No, unless there is and we just haven't had it yet.
Right. Facts.
But yeah, shout out to that. Let's go ahead and jump right into the next one.
All right. Our next matchup here of non-food or drink items, we have this is something that we've talked about before, and I didn't even notice it, but Wilson versus Spalding, sports equipment.
Okay, so when you say that, the way I'm thinking is, I mean, it's got to be specifically basketball.
Yeah, it's got to be.
I will say both of these brands do make other products. At least 8% confident. I mean,
they've got to. They made Zach Wilson, so like they've got to make other things. Just kidding. That was a stupid joke. Dang it.
Hey, and shout out to Ray Spalding.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I
think he was an NBA player. I'm not sure. The name is in my head, but I don't know if I'm making it up. Anyways, it's funny because I texted Matthew out of the blue because, okay, ultimate context, the NBA National Basketball Association uses used to use Spalding for their ball. Like they used it for a long time, not like for their whole history, but like there was a very long time where that was like the official provider of their ball was Spalding. And recently, AKA like it for next season and going forward, they're going to start doing Wilson again. So right. I asked Matthew, because I just thought it was like an interesting conversation to potentially have. I was just like, hey, you know,
basketball NBA fans.
NBA's switching up to Wilson. You know, are you like, for you, do you feel like you're more of like a Wilson or like a Spalding kind of guy? Like, what's your favorite type of ball? Because in my head, I'm thinking, I've literally never seen this kid with a ball that wasn't Wilson. So like, I will say it was kind of a loaded question in terms of like, I felt like I already knew the answer, but
in my head, I got the text, but hey. Why is Jason sending me this?
But Matthew is to his credit, he completely surprised me with his answer.
I was like, dude, I do not care. Okay. Like, this is not something I think about. So I don't even know.
Yeah.
And then I go to my closet where I keep basketball.
He's like all too cool for it. He's like, man, I don't care. Basketball.
Yeah, he's
basketball.
Like, dude, like I don't I'm care. Too I just good. Want to be playing basketball, care. You know?
Yeah.
Like, why would you even ask me that? That's so stupid.
Exactly.
But then I go into my closet. I'm like, what? Now Jason's got me thinking. Like, what am I? Like, I need an identity here, right?
Am I more of a Spalding guy?
What am I?
Yeah.
And then I go, and then I count how many basketballs I have in my closet, and they're all Wilsons. So then I go back on and text Jason. I'm like, I'm Team Wilson, baby.
I'm Team Wilson. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So safe to say Matthew is definitely Team Wilson.
I am. That's my answer. What's your answer?
For me, I mean,
Spaldings do make some good balls, though.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the one that I use,
they both make some good balls.
My primary ball for when I go and play now is Spalding, and it kind of has been just because. I was like, I mean, if LeBron James can use it, then so can I. But I will say, I think that Wilson makes a better ball. But yeah.
Well, Spalding makes better outdoor balls, I feel like.
Oh, definitely.
You don't feel bad about dribbling a ball that's Spalding outside than you do a Wilson ball, you know?
Yeah. Which is kind of just
very
like
important.
Which is like completely what goes into me saying like Wilson makes a better ball, because like you don't want to ruin it.
You don't want to ruin it.
So yeah, I'm going to say, ooh, I mean, personal preference, I'm going to say Spalding just because I feel like it's just
for
what's
the podcast.
it's what's been there. I mean, not like emotionally supported me, but like it's been there for me, like in terms of like that's just been the ball that I've used.
Is Spalding also the one for college?
That's a great question. No.
Because I always grew up with the college balls, like they always said NCAA on.
Which balls
were those?
Those were Wilson.
Those were Wilson?
So, bro, you've been a Wilson boy your whole life.
I've been a Wilson since
I came
out of the womb.
I'm
going to
look it up
bro.
Now. Yeah, it is Wilson. But yeah, so Wilson is the provider for the NCAA.
Let's go, baby.
And also, moving forward, the NBA, which means that Wilson is like, now like kind of unofficially officially like the basketball, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I will say though, the color of Spalding balls, that the darkish lightish brown, that was so stupid sentence, but that color that color I think is more pleasing to me than a brighter orange.
Yeah definitely.
Even though like when you think of basketball you think of like coloring book and every like you know animation, it's like orange.
Well, and
Spalding brown is really good. It's a nice color. Dude.
And no, it really is. But I think even like the balls that you play with like as a kid, like maybe just like at school at recess, they are typically like the bright orange ones, unless you know like unless
like those little Fisher Price balls, you know, that
with
the mini hoops. Those ones are bright orange.
Unless you know, unless like some kid like brings his from home or whatever. But yeah, so I think I'm saying Spalding in this like with the same kind of ideology that you had when you discovered you were a Wilson guy. Because
because
now as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I've never really had a Wilson ball, so I feel like I'm just not qualified to say that like Wilson is like my favorite. But
okay. Hey, man, that makes sense.
But objectively, if I like, if you were to plot me in a basketball store with like however many different choices, or if it was just Wilson,
dude, how fun would that be? Going to a basketball store and like testing the basketballs out.
Oh, bro, it'd be the best. That'd be so fun. but yeah, no, I think objectively, if you were to, you know, put me in that store and say, hey, pick Wilson or Spalding to like, if you're like, what do I want to go play with right now? I'm going to say Wilson just because, I mean, I've said it 10 times. Wilson at this or point, Spalding? But Wilson. But I think just objectively, they just make a better ball. So,
okay. Well, yeah, I agree.
I'm going to say, but with that being said, shout out to the Spalding Brown balls because they look really real nice.
And the texture is nice.
Yeah.
I feel like Spalding has a little bit more grip, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like the Wilson bar the Wilson balls. This is what a tongue twister of an episode we're having here.
Struggling.
The Wilson balls are like a little Wilson more balls. Like, I don't want to say squishy, but like
smooth.
Yeah, but like I feel like when you like squeeze them, there's like a little bit of give almost. You know what I mean?
Or your ball's just flat.
Well, that's different. But I mean, like, no, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe not. I'm like imagining some basketball I saw in like a dream. but yeah, no. Anyways, our next thing, I believe it's back to me.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to Wilson.
Wilson.
We got two big chains. Big chains.
Mm.
McDonald's versus Burger King. Where are you going?
McDonald's. Straight up McDonald's.
Look at you.
I've been to
clear cut answer. Yeah.
I mean, we're getting deep in this episode, gotta keep it short sometimes. But last time I went to Burger King, probably about 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And it did not taste good. Like there was nobody in the parking lot. Maybe that's why nobody was there except us. And it was just like, what is this? It did not taste good. And so McDonald's.
Yeah, I will say these are not like, you know, like if I had to pick like two fast food places, I don't think that these would be the two that I'd pick.
No, I was about to say that. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I would not go to either of these, but like.
Similar to like a Coke and Pepsi situation, it's just you can't not pick these two when you're talking about like.
The Powerade for McDonald's is pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bro, McDonald's is doing something different with their drinks. That's all I'm going to say.
They're putting some substances in there.
But yeah, no, I mean, I think for me, if I had to pick between these two, I mean, you know, ideally I'd get to, you know, maybe have a third option here, but I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go ahead and say McDonald's just because last time I had Burger King, I wouldn't even really say, like, I wouldn't even call it like, oh, I had Burger King. Like, I just, like, I was with like some family and somebody had got like, I don't know what they're called, but they're like
Whopper.
They're like the chicken, like the little like skinny boy. Are they chicken fries?
Chicken fries.
Okay. Cause that keeps popping in my head and I'm like, there's no way that's right. But yeah. So they had that was like all they had like left from their like order or whatever. They're like, mm-hmm. Hey, you should try some of the chicken fries. So I tried them. And I mean, at that point they were like, kind of not the ideal temperature and kind of
a little, you know, soggy.
They've kind of changed consistency a little bit.
The breadcrumbs starting to fall off.
so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't necessarily that fair of a shot for Burger King, but yeah, just because that's kind of all I have to go off of in terms of, you know, semi-recent stuff here, I'm gonna go ahead and say McDonald's.
Yeah. Good choice. How effective are the Burger King commercials? Because I see one every night, like I'm watching sports, and I don't think they're effective at all.
It has to be working to some extent. I mean, or else they just go out of business.
Exactly, but like, it's not working on me because I'm back there.
Hey, man, I guess
and their mascots kind of weird.
Oh yeah,
kind of scary too.
I think. No, listen. I don't know.
Mascot Burger King.
I don't know how many times I've said this on the show, but I feel like I've said it, so I'm gonna say it again. I'm not a big mascot fan.
Yeah.
You know, like, especially as a young child, definitely gave me the heebie-jeebies.
On
some pretty extreme levels. But
tell me about it.
I will say the only way to make a mascot worse is to make it a human.
Oh, yes, bro.
Like, that's just not something
I just got the chills.
that's just not something you should be doing. Like if you're gonna have it be a human, at least have it be like a real human. Like in the KFC commercials, like Colonel Sanders, that's like a real actor. Right. You know what I'm saying? Whereas like KFC, you got like the mask
and a fake plastic.
Come on, bro. Exactly. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's not, No. No.
Dude, this battle of the brands is going everywhere today.
We're getting into this. Okay.
You wanna one more each?
I've got two more period before
okay.
I'm out.
Okay, so we'll finish it off.
Maybe if we just go
I'll do one more because I don't think my other ones are good.
Okay.
How about you go again and then I'll go, then you'll finish it off.
Okay. So my next one, they're very, very similar, but they're not like as similar, say like Coke versus Pepsi. From my perspective, the only difference is the color of the label. These are a little bit more different.
Okay.
But it's Skittles versus Starburst. They're like, ooh. You know, basically like they're like the epitome of like fruity.
Bro, we could break down candy of like, all the time.
Of like fruity, chewy candy. You know, like when you think of that, you got to think about these two first.
Right.
So yeah. I definitely have a stance here. So I'm
me too. I have a excited stance. To, too. I have a stance.
I'm excited for this.
I am team Starburst, baby. I love Starburst.
Okay.
But I will say there are some flavors of Starburst that do not get my taste buds going. You know?
Really?
Yeah. Like the reds and the this could be a hot take. Like, which color Starburst is the best, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I think...
Hey, man, tune in next week when we break them down.
I think the yellow and the pinks are the best flavor of Starburst.
Okay.
But
okay.
Skittles, they all taste the same. Well, that's not true. They all have, like, that fruity taste to them, you know?
Yeah.
And there's not one bad flavor of Skittles.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Yeah.
I just think...
No, hold on.
Now I'm rethinking this.
Well, okay. So, first choice
Starburst.
Okay. Well, just to
only
give you
the yellow ones.
just to give you a little bit of time to collect your thoughts, if you need it. I might need it. I'm gonna go ahead and say that I personally, I don't know if this is like a product of me not being able to smell, because when I was in, I want to say ninth grade, I was hanging out with some of my friends, and they were like,
"Good for you."
Because they were like, okay. I guess somebody had like seen it like pop up on like their phone or something. They were like, when you realize that Skittles are all the same flavor, they just like smell different or something. They saw that and they were like, no.
So are they the same flavor?
Well, that's what I'm getting to.
Okay. Sorry.
Is like they saw that and they were like, hey, you know, since we have taste in here, little freak of nature, why don't we like try this? We can like tell the difference, see if they taste any different, because you can't smell, so like it's not going to be affected by it or whatever. So
good. Hey man, look at you being a control for science.
I tried them. Exactly. I tried them, and what we found in our rather limited you know experiment here, what we discovered was that at least for me, they do all taste the same. There are a million different types of Skittles, but like just the OG, like the red package,
rainbow.
No, like tropical cool
no tropical,
sauce.
No sour Skittles.
Just the OG stuff. I found personally that they all tasted the same. And I believe personally that it is a very similar situation with the Starburst. With that being said,
you were wrong.
I'm not knocking. Well, hey, see, but you can smell. So really, I'm just speaking.
No, I'm just saying it doesn't. They don't all taste the same. Starburst don't.
But they're like, different tastes. But like with the Skittles thing was that like my other friends who could smell, probably still can, I don't know, was that they found that they could like differentiate them, but I couldn't.
So your friends say that they do taste different
because of like the smell factor.
Oh,
right. So
it's all mental, bro.
So I'm saying
gotcha.
for me, it's kind of a similar thing. So for me, it doesn't really boil down to like which one tastes better.
Right.
Like,
okay.
That's just kind of what is it called? A dead end. Yeah. But for me, I'm picking Skittles, just because I just like them. I just like I'm going to coin a term here. Popability.
What? Say it again.
You can just popability.
I like that.
Because you can just pop them, bro. You can just pop Skittles all day.
I like that term.
Thank you. With the whole these are like two very chewy candies. Your jaw is going to get tired. Like if you pop them too carelessly, you know, you're going to, it's going to be a grind by the time you get to the bottom of that package. I'm going to be honest. But really, like Skittles.
The imagery in that sentence, bro. Good job.
Skittles, thank you. Skittles were definitely one of the first candies that I like was able to identify as like, hey, that's like my favorite candy, or like that's one of my favorite candies. Because before that, you know, like a lot of other kids, I'm sure, I was just like, bro, I was just a fiend for all kinds of candy. Like it didn't really matter. But that was really, and even with Skittles, it was like, that's what really pushed me into the direction of where I'm at now in terms
spokesman
of
spokesman for Skittles.
Hey man, hit me up, Mr. Skittle. But no,
or Mrs. Skittle.
You exactly. Know. It kind of helped steer me to where I am now, because I'm a firm advocate for like fruity candy over chocolate candy. Like that's my
I think we've talked about that before. Yeah,
exactly. Yes. But that is like my personal preference, and I don't think that would happen. Well, I mean, without Starburst either, but I really think that Skittles was like the big thing for me in that. So shout out
Skittles. The popability of Starburst aren't as
not quite the same
because you have to unwrap it, and then
exactly
the wrapper gets on the Starburst.
Side.
But then, like, if your hands get wet while you're eating Skittles, then your hand is the rainbow. Now you have to wash that out. Like, there's just like problems with both of them. But I'm also Team Starburst.
Yeah. Also, just taste the rainbow. I just love that little catchphrase.
It's a good
slogan.
One.
I don't know what it is.
I can't eat a lot of Skittles though. Like one or two pouches, like those small pouches.
Yeah.
Like those are enough for me. But I can down like a whole bag of Starburst, bro.
Yeah, I think
so.
Yeah. I mean, I think with speaking from personal experience, I think the harder exterior of Skittles has something to do with that, just in terms of like it just means you're putting in that much extra work to kind of like through it or whatever. So yeah, but definitely
breaking out.
We're more like candy experts right now. But yeah, no, huge shout out to Starburst. Definitely not in the shape of a star, which I never understood.
Yeah.
But
what's up with that?
What's up with that, Starburst? Huge missed opportunity there. Just like the freaking dog.
Exactly, bro. We need to become CEO of like business marketing.
Of like literally. Bro, just hire us.
Just hire us. All right. You wanna do one more matchup? I don't know how long we still wanna do the game of the day.
Let's just go rapid fire.
Okay, rapid fire for my last one. Mac versus Windows when it comes to laptops specifically. Or computers, I guess, is the same thing.
If I'm going rapid fire, I'm saying Mac.
I don't know what I'll do.
Okay. I just quick reasoning. I'm just going to say
quick reasoning.
I used both of them in school. This my senior year, like very recently. I'm because I'm trying to have like a clear head about this. I used both a Mac laptop specifically and Windows. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, Windows.
And I found that I had a better time on the Mac thing. But I mean, I'm not like gonna, you know, like die on that hill.
Yeah, I have experience with both of them. The computers at home are Windows, but back at school is Mac, so I got used to both of them.
Yeah.
Definitely. I actually might go I don't know. I don't want to take too much time. Both of them.
They're just
both great.
Okay. We have kind of an interesting one here. Dum Dums versus Tootsie Pops.
Oh, it's Dum Dums. Dum Dums. Rapid fire off the bat. Dum Dums.
I'm saying also Dum Dums.
Tootsie Pops are good though.
So
you got a lot of work to do, and it takes a lot of time, but it's good. It's good.
Definitely. Just to keep rapid fire.
Keep going.
Cheetos versus Doritos.
Doritos.
Me too. But
never big fan of Cheetos.
Yeah.
I'm starting to become Cheetos. Like, I had some Cheetos today. But
pretty good.
I'd rather. I mean, they're okay. They're like they're like Cheerios when it comes to cereal choices. They're like not your first pick, kind of like the last pick, but like they're okay.
Do you have Cheetos cereal? Is this something that I don't know
about? Yeah, I do.
Okay, for sure. Yeah.
No, like I was comparing them.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that was
stupid. But hey, shout out to Doritos just because variety, lots of good flavors.
I used to be a big Doritos fan, like not so cheese Doritos.
I'm not
okay. Anymore. Anyway, sorry.
Oreos versus Chips Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy. I hate Oreos. Not. I would. If I were to eat Oreos, I'm only eating the cream, baby.
I am also gonna say Chips Ahoy. All right, we've talked about both of these. At least we have in private conversation. Mm-hmm. Welch's versus Mott's. We're talking about fruit snacks here. Welch's versus Mott's.
Mott's of course. Too sticky. Gets stuck in your gums. Disgusting. Welch's all the way.
I literally had some Welch's earlier today. It was the best. It was the highlight of my day.
Wow. Dude, I'm telling you, I love fruit snacks.
Okay, and this last one we've had extensive conversation about on this show in recent episodes. Go check it out with Scooby. Twizzlers versus Red Vines.
You already know where I stand, boys. Twizzlers all day.
I'm gonna go ahead and stay neutral on this one and just recognize that both of them have individual great qualities. And shout out to Red Licorice specifically.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna tear down anybody else, but I am gonna build up the stuff that I like, and that's the way to do it, pals. Anyways, let's go ahead and get right into the yay of the day here.
Yeah, we're gonna end this episode fast.
I'm sorry if I'm moving a little fast here.
No, that's okay.
Ready to go.
Battery life. Here we go. Yay, exactly. Day. Wait, let me get the sound effect going. Sorry about that. Should have been wrong one.
Yay! Yay! Yay!
All right, yay of the day. Do you have a yay of the day?
I will start us off. Okay,
my starts off. Keep going.
My yay of the day. I took a class on this. I did online courses about this. It is called entrepreneurship. I know.
Dude,
that's
your
like
tone of voice right now. Catching up.
I know that's like the most boring thing I've ever picked. Probably not actually, but I just want to shout it out specifically because I think I'm a firm believer.
Elon Musk.
I'm a firm believer that if you feel like nobody's doing something the right way, or nobody's doing it like you feel like it can be done, if you don't feel like, you know, people are doing it to the best possible thing, and you think you can go out there and do better, I think do it. You know, go for it. Do what you want to do. Chase your dreams. Dream big. Do big. And shout out to entrepreneurship. All my entrepreneurs out there.
My of the day has to go to the watch later playlist on YouTube, where you can put your videos in the watch later playlist, because I have a lot of those that I'm bored, gotta go back and watch it, just so it doesn't get lost in all my history of YouTube videos. I have to go find it or search it up, you know. So
and sometimes
comes in clutch,
bro. Sometimes when you're just like going, you're just like, ooh, I want to watch that, but like not right
dude,
now.
Dude, I have so many informative YouTube videos. Like there's this YouTube video in my save to watch later playlist. Mm-hmm. That's like how NFL schedules made.
Oh yeah, no,
like,
I mean
what? It's like a 20 minute long video. Like,
yeah,
I don't have time for it right now, but I'll get to it.
Yeah, no, anytime I see those kinds of like, you know, little fun, like I don't know what like a good word for it is, but just like the trivial, like
kind of like TED Talks a little bit.
Yeah. Anytime I can see kind of those, but maybe it's either not necessarily what I'm looking to watch right now, or it's just like, you know, I'm maybe in the middle of watching something else. Watch later is a great place to store it for the time being. So shout out to
that's
that.
Right,
thank
that's
you,
right.
YouTube.
thank you for listening to this episode.
Man, we love it. Season 2, episode 35. Shout out to Kevin.
It feels
Durant.
Like we're such in a rush right now. Like we're going to go.
We are, bro. We are. but yeah, no.
We're actually going bowling right now. RT time for bowling.
shout out to this is the Dr. Duncanstein episode. This is the OG Kevin Durant episode. I'm going to be honest. I was really hurt when he changed his number to 7 just because I thought 35 was really unique. And I like that.
I only liked 35 when he was with OKC.
And I felt like 7, I felt like he was copying me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I get it. I am, you know.
And Pete.
Hey, listen. My name is Taysen. I am your favorite player's favorite player. Never forget that. And for that reason, Kevin Durant always be copying me. My phone is at 1%. So before we die, I want to say thank you to Matthew for sticking around for the whole episode.
No, thank you for sticking around,
Jason. Not that he's ever like left halfway through, but it's just cool, you know. Anyway,
it's a pre-recorded message.
Yeah, shout out to all of you for listening. Hopefully we'll be back on YouTube next week. If not,
check your balls, guys. Your basketballs.
Okay.
Wilson versus Spalding. What team are you on?
But also check your balls, like your actual balls, if you have them, because they're a really important thing to take good care of.
Oh my gosh.
We love you. Thank you for being here. Be nice to people, and we will see you next week.
See ya.
Peace.